And a good late afternoon, everyone, on this Monday. Well, we've had a lot of atmospheric rivers affecting the West Coast, giving greater than 200% of normal snowfall in the Sierra Nevada, for example. Heavy rain, of course, all pretty much the late part of the winter, even going back in some parts of the early winter, with like 30 atmospheric rivers affecting parts of the West Coast. So who didn't get watered over the winter? Well, that would have been parts of Canada. And that stretched all the way from basically the northern part of British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, continuing east into Ontario, as well as Quebec. And of course, we heard about the wildfires in Nova Scotia. Well, Canada's on fire. It's burning basically coast to coast to coast, just south of Hudson Bay, all the way into north and west of the St. Lawrence River Valley. There are some scattered wildfires that were probably caused by lightning, as it looks. And there is a ton of smoke coming out of the boreal forest, which is some of the smokiest wildfires you can find on planet Earth. The smoke is extremely thick, and some of that smoke has gotten into western parts of Vermont. It's mostly streaming out of the sort of north-northeast around this area of low pressure, this circulation that's off the coast and basically south of Nova Scotia. They're getting their much needed rain, and so no more wildfires there. It is moist and cool and damp, and of course we're on the western fringe of that kind of cloud shield. You get a little bit to the west of that, well, it's clear open skies, and smoke is filling that part of our clear sky up. So it is a combination of several things coming together. And of course, there's smoke in places like Ontario, just the northern shore there, Trenton, Ontario, back over toward Kingston, Ontario. Smoke at Ottawa. There's smoke at Gatineau Airport. Not so much Montreal, but up to the northeast of Montreal and north of Quebec City, you have Bagotville. That's reporting some smoke. Smoke as well as Petawawa, back up into North Bay, Ontario, and so on and so forth. Where's all this smoke going? Sault Ste. Marie, they got all this smoke headed into Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, of course, Ontario, the Eastern Great Lakes, Gordon Lightfoot country, if you will. Buffalo seeing some pretty dense smoke right now in parts of Western New York. Central and Eastern New York, they're seeing smoke. It's not quite as dense, but some of the smoke is making it down to the surface. So if you smell smoke tonight, don't be too surprised about that. These are wildfires, of course, coming in from Canada, circulating around that area of low pressure. Let's get right to our forecast. So what we're looking at is lots of clouds around the region tonight. A sprinkle or two is a possibility just about anywhere along the spine of the Green Mountains and points east. Now that's going to give way to partial clearing later overnight. A low temperature of 45 to 50 with a light northwest wind. Approximate start of meteorological summer occurs tomorrow, Tuesday. It's the warmest 90 days. It all starts tomorrow for our summer. Periods of morning sunshine, then skies will be clouding up tomorrow. Scattered afternoon showers and the possibility of some rumbles of thunder in western and southern parts of Vermont. The least amount of precipitation will be across northern and eastern areas. Daytime high running about 60 to 65, a north breeze tomorrow at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday night, cloudy and damp, showers are likely. We could use a little wetting. We're not looking at anything heavy or even moderate. Low temperatures in the upper 40s tomorrow night, a light northwest wind. Considerable cloudiness, damp, some showers likely, though some areas of fog. Partial afternoon sun in southern areas on Wednesday, and temperatures topping out only around 55, so a rather cool day with this Canadian maritime influence pushing across the region and bringing us a lot of damp and cool weather. I'm Brady Vermont with the forecaster Roger Hill. Back to you, Brady.